the fucking hot dog.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
What? You want to fuck yourself? Go to hell. You go to hell, okay? You asshole. Not say like that to me, huh? Idiot. You fucking idiot. You fucking asshole.
What I need to tell you is we are holding a museum of toilets here. That means that we have masterpieces from all across the world.
I said I drink tea.
You drink pee?
Tea.
T-minus 50 seconds. The vehicle now pressurized, and the vehicle is go, as is the spacecraft at this time. Coming up on the 40-second mark, T-minus 40 seconds and counting. T-minus 40. All reports look good from here in the blockhouse at this time. All aspects of the mission go, T-minus 30 seconds and counting. We'll get ignition of those eight engines in the first stage at the 3-second mark in the countdown. Now, T-minus
21 seconds and counting. We have completed our power transfer. The Saturn 1B launch vehicle, which now weighs 1.3 million pounds, is ready to go. Coming up on the 10-second mark. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. We have ignition.
GPS coordinates is on.
All right. Hey, kids. Excuse me. Let me wake up. I am Carlito, and this is Madhouse Radio Live. Whatever you call it, I don't know. Madhouse show thing. That thing I do. All right. By now you probably know madhouselive.com is the website. Chat room's in there. Request a prank is in there. Use those tools. Send me any requests you have. You want me to prank call someone for you? Or a place? Person, place, or thing? I can't guarantee I'll get to it. I'm like that. Adult deficit hyperactive attention deficit disorder. ADHD. All right. Of course, Lonesome's here. He sends in numbers, and he sends his regards to everybody. Just so you guys know, he sends his regards. All right. Good for Lonesome Loser. He's here. He's sending in numbers. Someone's selling tickets for Cat Williams. That guy went crazy. Last I heard about Cat Williams, he went crazy. He was the number two comedian in America for 2 years straight, and then he went crazy. Right behind, who was the number one? Who was it? Larry the Cable Guy was number, I don't know if he is still now, but he was number one comedian for 2 years in a row. Cat Williams kept coming in number two. I saw a movie with Cat Williams. It was almost like a documentary shot where they just followed Cat Williams around, you know. And he got real political in it and stuff. I don't know if he was starting to go crazy by that point. But the guy is cool. He went into some shop in St. Louis and was buying like a pimp out. He went to like a pimp outfit store just to see what was going on. And there was like some pimp in there, I think, buying like pimp clothes. Pimping clothes. I don't know. It's on Netflix or some shit. And we're also getting Valentine's information. Of course, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Hey, guy. The one guy that listens to the show that has a girlfriend. And I don't mean Milkman, because that's a made-up story. You need to get something tomorrow. Don't forget. It's too late to get flowers unless you go. Now you got to go to the grocery store and buy them yourself like an asshole. I get mine ordered. Fuck that. They're much nicer when you order them, too. They look really nice when you get them. They're not shipping them from, like, over the country. They just get sent to a local florist to fulfill when you do pro flowers and whatnot and so forth. But anyway, don't forget that. Okay. Someone is selling beautiful gift baskets for Valentine's Day. That reminds me, is Lonesome the dude? I know we had some lady was on Craigslist selling diaper babies. What the hell was that? Holy shit, that was a few months ago. She was making dolls out of diapers, like these little baby folded things out of diapers. And I was calling her, telling her off. It got real sexist, if I remember. She was all like, don't talk like that about my womanhood. She sounded Hawaiian, too, I think. Man. Someone out there, if you remember what episode that was, let me know. I want to hear that shit now. That one had to be, like, the fall.
Thank you for calling the customer service department. To check the status of your order 24 hours a day, please go to www.customerstatus.com. Our office is closed today due to inclement weather. Our normal business...
They're just straight up closed because of the fag weather. That's right. Yeah, we're in the middle of a snowstorm. I think we ended up with, I don't know, over 12 inches today, I believe. Over a foot. I know that much. Where I live. I stayed my ass inside, as I have since New Year's. No lie, because I broke my ankle right after New Year's. Just about. After New Year's weekend, I broke my ankle. The last day of New Year's weekend. Okay. Lonesome sending in numbers in Thailand. Here's the Devil's Den in Thailand. We also got discreet ladies and girls escorts. A whole bunch of escorts in Thailand where the president or the king is highly loved, revered by all the people, and it is a serious crime. They'll cane you, and then they'll take the cane and put it in your asshole. 1 foot. Take it out, and then they make you smell it. True story. And they say, ooh, smell it. Like that. They put it under your lip. They put it on your upper lip. Like, smell it. Yeah. I think there was one where it said I wanted to use the bathroom on the massage table. I want to take a shit and piss. They're like, no. Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this Lady Girls? Lady Girl.
Yes, it is.
Woman Machines?
Yeah, you must have just, this is discreet. Did you just send me an email asking for the telephone number?
What?
Did you send an email a little while ago asking for my telephone number? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is .com. What can I do for you?
And you're in Thailand, right? You're here in Bangkok?
Yes.
All right, because I'm in Bangkok. Yeah, I'm in Bangkok. I just got here. We've been drinking and everything and doing snake's blood, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been doing snake
blood. So what can I do for you?
Well, we wanted to talk to some lady machines, you know? We want to have a couple, lady machines come by. We're here because the king of Thailand's a fucking asshole, so we're doing a documentary on him about how much of an asshole he is.
Don't tell any of the girls. That's what you're doing. Not what? A good idea to talk to five people that way.
No, we've already talked to a few police officers, and they've taken our information. They said they were going to follow up with us. We've been having a pretty good reaction so far. We've got a lot of good leads on some people we're going to interview.
Anyway, if I say girls to you, I recommend you don't say that to the girls. A lot of guys are very protective of the gig, particularly the girls that I have. Well, anyway, so...
It's a big deal, though. What's the big deal? I can go around. This is America.
It is a big deal for them.
This is America, you know? I'm American, and you say whatever you want.
But you're not in America, so
that's my point. I could call the king of America a stupid asshole right to his face, and he can't do it to anything to me. I call him a stupid asshole.
There is no king to America. It's pretty hard to do that when there isn't one.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, I didn't think you would understand because you're Bangkok, you're Thailand, Thai.
I'm in Thailand, but I'm not Thai.
What are you?
Anyway.
What are you? Are you?
If you can't tell from my, how can you not tell from my accent?
I don't know. I guess you're American. You're American? And you hang out in Thailand?
Yeah, I'm American.
Oh, well.
Anyway. Oh. Which girls are you interested in seeing?
No,
would you like to see them?
I know. I'm not. I prank call people in Thailand and I say that the king is an asshole and they get real mad and argue and we just do it for fun. That's why I do it.
Okay, well, have yourself a nice day.
Well, you're a cracker ass white boy honky fucking cracker white devil. Motherfucker.
Have fun. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Peckerwood. All right, whatever. So there's an American who works in Bangkok, Thailand. Great. All right. Moving right along. Escort girls machines. So that's some dirty American over there doing dirty business. He probably likes fucking little boys and stuff, you know? That's why he hangs out in Thailand. That's why I said that. He's a pervert, probably. He's a pervert. Hey, how you doing? I'm a pervert.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm perverted. I'm a pervert. A perverted tourist.
Who is calling?
Oh, this is Cross. How are you, honey? What's your name? Is your name Amy?
Sir?
Yeah.
Who is calling?
My name is Cross. I'm calling. I'm shooting a movie, and we need to escort two girls over here. Two stupid women.
Which one sent to you? Which one I sent to you? Which girl?
The stupid woman. Stupid girl.
Which one I sent for you? Which one?
Stupid.
So you see the photo from my side, okay?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, number two. Number two? I think they disconnected. Hang on. Here you go. I don't know what she was. She sounded like a mama-san, right? I'm calling her back, but I don't want to really call her back. But the fat's in the fire. I already dialed it.
Hello?
Hey, what happened? Why did the phone disconnect, honey?
You see the photo. You see the girl photo first, okay? I can send the girl for you, okay?
Number two. I'm trying to tell her number two, girl number two, and she just hangs up. So you see the photo. Well, I'm not going to go to the dirty, perverted website like that. Bangkok City Escorts. Yeah.
Hello, Bangkok City Escorts.
Is that City Escort Machines?
Yes, this is Bangkok City Escorts, yes.
That's good. Listen, my name is Cross. I'm filming a documentary about the king of Thailand. He's an asshole. So we needed some escorts over here. We're going to have a party tonight. And we're going to maybe see if the girls want to get interviewed, because we think the... We're doing a documentary to talk about how much the king of Thailand's a fucking asshole, you know, like that. It's called King of Thailand Asshole. It's called... That was a British guy or something, right? Or Australian? Do do ba ba da be be ju ba ba.
You've dialed an incorrect number. Please check the number and try again.
Whatever. Some kind of odd routing issue or placed on a block or some shit like that. We have hotels in South Africa also coming up here. Here's BKK 24-hour escorts in Bangkok, Thailand. Yes, bang some cock, motherfucker. This song here is called Bangkok. Hey, how you doing, honey baby?
Yes, would you like to book the lady?
Yeah, I want number two.
You want to book me?
Number two.
Pardon?
Number two, I want number two lady.
Where are you right now? In Bangkok?
I'm in my bed. I'm in Bangkok, yeah, I'm in the hotel.
Okay, you want to book the lady for today?
Yeah, is there some fucking going on over there in the back? What's that noise? Yeah. I'm in Bangkok. Yeah, I'm in the hotel.
You have to talk. Have to talk nice, okay? And I send the lady to you.
Yeah, then I'm going to go over there and slap you in the face. Yeah. I'm in Bangkok. Yeah, I'm in the hotel. Yeah. I need to talk nice. So far, all we've gotten to answer is Thai people or English and American people in Thailand. Thai women.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Thai woman. How are you? Hey.
You want to fuck yourself?
The king of Thailand is an asshole.
You go to hell, okay? You asshole. Not say like that to me, huh? Idiot. You fucking idiot.
Asshole. Oh, shit. They love to curse. Those Thais love to curse, bro. And they do it in English really good.
You fucking asshole.
Fuck your mom. You fucking asshole and hung right up. Ooh, damn. Try her again. Dun, 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 dun. Waiting. Waiting. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Oh, she's not answering now. But she got mad, guys. You heard that? So make a note of that, Lonesome. That was the BKK 24 escort service. And that was funny. The mama's on there says, fuck you, asshole. And that helps our cause of making people angry and miserable at work. I don't know why we do this. But it's what we find funny, I guess. We're sick people. But we have a heart. Look at that Christmas thing that Jayad guy did, right? That was a good machine. All right. We got the apartments and hotel in Mangabuge, Johannesburg, Mapungu. All right, whatever. Whatever the fuck it is. Let's call it South Africa machine.
Thank you for... Morning, welcome to Face City. My Pungubi Hotel, Maria speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, boy, how are you doing?
Fine, and you?
My name is Elron.
Yes?
I need to speak to number 13, please.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I need to speak to number 13, monkey.
Number 13? Who's number 13?
The room number 13.
No, we don't have the room number 13. Do you have to know the room of the guest? The number of the name of the guest?
I'm taxi driver. I don't know. You know? I'm a fucking taxi, you know?
I do understand it, but if you say you want number 13, this is Mapungu Bay Hotel, and then we don't have number 13 here.
Listen, I'm American. I only speak English. You know, do you have anyone there that speaks American? Because I think you're speaking African, you know. I don't really understand very well. I'm sorry, honey. What were you saying?
Can I have the name of the guest that you are looking for, sir?
There's still like a language thing. Is there someone there that speaks English?
I'm speaking English.
Yeah, but you have like an African accent, you know?
The problem is that there's no one here available now.
Oh, you're all dark-skinned people?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm working alone here at the reception now.
Oh, okay. Is it safe, you know?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Is it safe? Like, for me to go? Like, it's not bad, right? It's a good place? They're not replying or responding. Hello? Oh, fuck them. They're saying mean, awful things.
What's a new menu?
Hello.
Hey, little monkey. How are you?
I'm okay, and you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I was calling before, and there was a woman there. She was really angry, and she said mean things. She said that no.
What can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, she said that when I got there, she was gonna measure the width of my nose. She said, the width of my nose. She said that she had to measure it.
She had to measure what?
The width of my nose.
There.
Yeah, I'm flying from Puerto Rico, you know, Puerto Rico? You ever heard of Puerto Rico?
So she has to measure what? Your nose?
She wants to measure how wide my nose is.
She wants to measure how wide your nose is?
Yes, because...
Who said that?
Some woman that I was talking to just now, because I'm coming from the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico, and she's like, so are you white or black? And I said, I'm not, I'm Hispanic. I said, I'm Puerto Rican. And she said,
okay, let's go to the bottom line. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I wanted to explain that I have Italian and Castilian ancestry from Europe. Okay.
Yes, what can I do for you? Because you're calling the hotel.
And on my mother's side, I'm a descendant of Christopher Columbus also. I don't know if you knew that.
What can I do for you, sir?
I have good white... Yeah, but she said that she wanted to measure my nose. She had to measure... She said if it was wide past a certain amount...
You want to measure your nose?
Yes.
No, this is a wrong... telephone number you called, sir.
No, this is the hotel that I want to stay at. I'm coming there.
You want to stay here?
Yeah, I'm on a safari. We're going to shoot some elephants, and I'm going to take them.
Did you make a reservation, sir?
Not yet, but I don't know. I don't know about
okay.
Now.
If you want to make the reservation, let's cut the matter short. Just let me give you the email address.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hello?
Shut up.
I'm a shut up.
Yeah.
So it seems you don't want me to help you, sir?
Shut up, you monkey fucking shit. I'm just trying to get to a place to stay for my camera crew. We're doing a documentary. We're going to be capturing a live elephant and shooting him and then opening him up to measure him inside, measure his internal organs and his stomach contents and the contents of his... of his intestines. What? Now I'm talking about killing an endangered elephant.
Need a weekend break? Stay Friday and Saturday night and enjoy our 4-star luxuries at 850 Rand single and 1,000 Rand double, bed and breakfast. For up-to-date information,
your call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience.
On First City Mapungubwe Hotel and Twist Restaurant.
Morning, welcome to First City Mapungubwe Hotel. I'm speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes. Can the concierge book me a trip to shoot an elephant? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can the concierge please book me a trip to shoot an elephant.
To book a trip to shoot an elephant?
Yes.
Where is it?
Well, because we're going to open it up and look inside the elephant and look, see how big its internal organs are and how big its sexual organs are. We're going to measure its sexual organs.
Unfortunately, this is Mapungu Bay Hotel, sir. It's a hotel. We are not booking for the elephant.
Yeah. Well,
we are only booking the guests to stay in the hotel.
It's a group of, we're independently wealthy. We're just small-time startup business millionaires in California. And we have a bet that an elephant can't put its trunk up its asshole. So we were going to shoot one and prove it to the theory. We have a few $100,000 on the bet. We do this.
Unfortunately, sir, this is Mapungu Bay Hotel. We are not making the trip or the booking for the elephant. We are only booking for the guests that are staying in the hotel, sir.
Do you have any animals there?
No.
You don't have like a zoo area or any animals there?
We do have the zoo areas, but in Johannesburg, not in the hotel.
Yeah, but what kind of animals? Is there a giraffe there we can shoot? We can shoot a giraffe?
Can I give you the number so that we can call them directly?
Who? The zoo?
Yes.
Okay, what's the zoo number? Sure, honey baby.
It's 011.
Uh-huh.
791.
Yeah.
0746.
All right. And what? Who is this? What zoo? What's the name of the zoo?
It's a lost travel tour. Can you call them so they will arrange it, everything for you?
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Oh, I guess I'll try. Can you?
Thank you.
Can you give me a person I can talk to over there?
I don't know the person that side, sir.
Oh, you don't know? You don't have any contact there?
There is only the contact number that I got. I don't have the name of the person.
No. Do you know? And what's? And it's in downtown Johannesburg, or where is it? Fucking shit.
It's in Johannesburg, sir.
In the Johannesburg downtown. Yes. But you're right. You're further away, you know, and we can find like a nice live gorilla, you know, and we can wrestle.
No, we don't have that Miles River here in Joburg, say.
Masturbate the gorilla, you know.
Can you call that number that I give it to? Yeah, they will give you all the information that you need, say.
Do they have monkeys in the zoo that masturbate? Monkeys?
Yes.
You know how
they
masturbate?
They do have it.
They have the masturbating monkeys. I love that. I love. Well, I could sit there for hours just watching them.
Yes.
Masturbating and fornicating and defecating and all that.
Yes, sir.
And preening each other. Oh,
yes.
I just sit there.
Are you going to come to South Africa today?
I'm here now. I'm in the airport.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here in the airport now, honey. You know?
Where are you now?
I'm in the B wing of the airport, you know, B wing.
Where? In Johannesburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the B wing, you know, it has a picture of the president here, and it has a picture of... Who's the black man that died the other day?
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, the bad guy, you know?
Is.
Yeah, they say he's a bad man, they were saying on the TV and everything. Yeah, he was going around and he was got to Miami once. He took a trip to Miami. Yeah,
okay.
And he used to work for this guy called Lopez. He used to sell, you know, like drugs, you know. He used to get drugs and then he made his own deal with the big guy in Bolivia to bring the stuff in himself, and then he got into a big the Lopez found out and tried to get him killed at the club where the guy from Law and Order was like doing a stand up, you know?
No kitchen.
Yeah. And they missed him, and then he came back and he was like, "Yeah, Lopez, you motherfucker," you know, and they shot him. And then there was this cop, you know, and they kill the cop too, this big fat cop, you know. And then that's how that guy just fucking, you know, that's how he got his start, that Nelson Mandela, you know. And then they caught him and they put him in jail on that island, you know. He was
okay. Thank you very much for your call, sir.
He was there for like 60 years, I heard. And then he came out and said, "Now you're the president." Yeah. You know? And all the people were marching and their shoes were wearing out. You know, they were putting holes in their soles. And it's a lot of walking, you know? It's a lot of walking. All right. We got a number here I'm going to add, which is for an elephant place in Thailand. Yeah, Thailand. Is this elephant fucking shit? Is this the elephant machine?
China.
Oh, China. Oh, whatever. I'll call that Elephant Park again. I don't play. Just gotta enter the number in here. Give me a second. Plus. Here we go. When it's a woman. Yeah, Elephant Park.
Hello?
Elephant?
Elephant show.
You have elephant show?
12 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to look inside the elephant, you know?
Inside?
The elephant. I want to look inside one.
Ticket?
No, inside the elephant, the animal. I want to look inside. Hey, how are you? Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I want to look inside the elephant. I want to look inside.
What?
I want to look inside the elephant.
Elephant?
Yeah, I want to look
inside. Elephant show 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to touch the elephant and kiss the elephant.
I don't know.
You know the king of Thailand? He's an asshole. And he...
Just a moment.
Uh-oh. The king of Thailand's an asshole. You know that? She's telling him what I said. I heard...
Hello.
Hey, honey. How are you, baby?
Huh?
Hey, yeah, the king of Thailand. He's an asshole, and he's just gonna go down there, and he's gonna masturbate the elephant.
Yes, have the crocodile and elephant show.
Yeah, the king of Thailand's gonna go. He's gonna jump with the crocodiles and take his clothes off and say, "I'm the fucking asshole bitch king of Thailand, motherfucker!" Like that. He's gonna yell it really loud. He's gonna rip all his clothes off and start masturbating the king of Thailand. He's gonna masturbate. He's going to masturbate in front of the elephant.
What are you need? You need to see the show?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go down there with the king of Thailand. And we're going to masturbate.
When you go to this crocodile farm?
Yeah, we're going to masturbate in front of the elephant.
Today?
Yeah, today.
This has that show 12:45 have crocodile show and 1:45 elephant show.
Okay, do you have banana show?
Uh huh. has a ticket, a bad ticket, 600 baht for adults, and 350 baht for child.
When is fucking show?
Uh-huh.
When is fucking show?
Fucking show.
Yeah. When is the fucking show? You know what I mean? The fucking...
Uh-huh. Yeah. One ticket. One ticket. Include a show. Have three show.
Hello?
What company you go?
At the Zoo Guest House.
จะรู้เรื่องไหมเนี่ย
At the Zoo Guest House.
ไม่รู้เรื่องอ่ะ Hello?
Hello?
At
the Zoo Guest House.
What do you say? You are...
This is a guest house. What are you looking for?
You can see the show today.
No, I can't get you,
uh-huh.
Brahmas.
My Lord,
what are you looking for?
Okay, sorry, I don't know. Have the crocodile, have the...Tree show, crocodile show, and elephant show. Start 12:45. You can see three show today.
Okay. And,
okay.
And it's a good show. How long is how long is the show?
30 minutes. 30 minutes for the one show.
Does the woman come out and show her body? Her body? Does she show it?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was calling about the crocodile show.
What? Are you calling for?
I'm calling about the crocodile show. Fucking, that place is loud, that fucking place, right? God damn it.
No, yeah. This is kid's house. Are you looking for accommodation?
Yeah, I am. And I'm looking... See, what's going on is I'm with a documentary crew, and we're going to be hunting an elephant and shooting it.And opening it up, we're going to look inside the elephant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when which dates are you looking for?
Next weekend. We're going to probably stay for 5 days. So can you help us get accommodation? Do you have a concierge can find where we can find an elephant and chase it around? We're going to chase it first and light off firecrackers in there and be like, you motherfucker, you like that. We're going to say to it on the movie.Like, you motherfucker. And then the elephant's going to attack. You know, it'll attack us.
No, actually, it's your only bed and breakfast. We only go out, we only offer B&B, bed and breakfast only. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You are on and off. I can't get you proper. Yeah, well, for how many people accommodation?
Yeah, I'm doing drugs. That's why I'm coughing.
For how many people?
Oh, for 20 people, let's say. Is that okay?
No, we can't do 20 people.
Oh, how many people fit in the car? Five?
No, the car, I don't know anything about the car, but what we are doing is we just offer accommodation, bed and breakfast only.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's stupid, you know? That's pretty stupid. I don't care, I'm just wasting some time, you know? Oh, you finally hung up. All right. Okay, bye. Here's someone about iPhone call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You have the iPhone 4 Flappy Bird machine?
Yeah.
Okay, how big, how fast is the machine?
It's not a machine.
It's the iPhone machine.
It's an iPhone 4.
Yeah, how many gigs is it?
16.
All right, and from that, then how many K does it get? How many K do you get on, and does it have a YouTube, does it have a YouTube computer?
Yeah.
All right, and okay, so it has a YouTube computer, and then it has the Google, you know, the Google computer? You know what I mean?
No, I think you're freaking retarded.
That's not nice to say, sir. I just want to get Flappy Bird, and I wanted to get YouTube computer to see the YouTube computer, you know?
No.
And my friend said to ask how much the download is and how fast the speed is and everything and the kilohertz, he said. KHZ, he said kilohertz. I wrote it out like that. Kilohertz, he said.
I'm going to bed.
Why?
Because I'm fucking tired.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you got nice You got nice underwear on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They got some paint.
Yeah, hey, why don't you want to fart in your hand and smell it?
And then, no, I don't.
I'll do it first. I'll go there and I'll do it.
Go for it.
Stupid bitch.
That was nice.
Motherfucker.
That was nice, too.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you.
You enjoy doing this?
Motherfucker. Yes, I do.
Talk to you later.
I do. Yeah, I do. Hey, I command you to hang up because I'm a tough guy and I'm going to kick your ass if you stay on the phone.
Do what?
So I said, if you stay on the phone, I'm gonna get like my balls are gonna get big. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, your fucking asshole. You know.
Oh, so you want me to hang up?
I command you to hang up. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. You ready?
Waiting. Good. All right. See, he let me command him. Here's Michael Adam. A woman answered at Michael Adam. It's the name of a department store. Hello, I'm calling Michael Adams Store Machine. Hello? Hello, monkey? Yes, hello? Michael Adam. Michael Adam.
Who are you? Oh, hello?
Yes, hi, this is Bill. Bill
Riccio. Bill who?
Bill Riccio.
Right.
Yeah. I'm calling from United Water Machines.
Are you?
Yes.
How you want to speak to Michael Adam?
Well, what's he doing? Is he sleeping?
No, he is in a cemetery at the moment.
Oh, what's he doing there? Is he having sex?
No, he's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, woman. Are you his woman?
Am I his woman?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I had to put it here in the papers, you know, so we don't make this mistake again.
Right. Well, don't make the mistake again.
So you're his wife? His widow?
I'm his widow, yeah.
Okay. And how do you rate the quality of the water? Good, bad, or no opinion?
Water?
Yeah, the water that you drink there in the house machine. Do you like the water? Is it tasting good? We do the water. We're your water company.
You've got an American accent.
Yeah, see, our call center, we got a contract from your water company, and we call from the United States, and we just do the survey and ask all the information. So if you don't cooperate, we'll have to shut your water off. We're going to do it remotely here.
Right, bye-bye.
No, come on. All right, I was kidding about that. I was just joking. But can you tell me about the quality of the water? Is the water tasting good or is the water bad?
Yeah, well, I mostly drink pee.
You what? You pee? That's it?
Pee!
You pee? You drink pee? Okay. That's a good way to... that's a good way. That's called recycling. We do work on that also. We've been leading Europe with the number one solution for recycling wastewater back into drinking water. And United Water Machines applauds your effort, supports you in your effort to reduce your water footprint.
Okay.
Now, do you? How many times do you flush a toilet after you have a bowel movement? Do you ever have to flush twice? Or do you always just flush once? You go.
I said I drink pee.
You drink pee?
Pee.
Okay, but for bowel movements, when you have when you use the toilet, when you have a bowel movement, how many flushes does it take for the feces to leave the toilet and go into the sewer?
Oh God.
Because we want to know if the water's working, if it's the water's wet enough. It might be dry. It might be a little too dry, you know? And we have to adjust that here with the different salts that we put in it.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. It's not dry, like really dry. It's just a term. It's it's an aquology term. So,
do you mind if I go back to sleep?
Well, can you just? I have two more questions. The first one I already asked you. How many times do you commonly flush when you have a bowel movement? Just once or more than once?
Good God.
Well, come on. This way we don't ever have to call again. This will, you know, we could make this all stop.
I don't believe this.
Can I put you down for one?
You can do what you like.
All right, I'll put you down for one. Okay, and the last question here is, when is the last time that you ate, and then how long after you ate until you had to have a bowel movement? You know, it's either this or I send one of our water people down there with a flashlight, and they're going to pull their penis out and shine the flashlight on it and say, look at this, look at this. That's what he does. The one that works in your area, that's what he does. We're trying to fire him, but he keeps doing that. He goes to the customers' houses and he does that. He shines his flashlight on his private parts and he says, look at this, to the old women. He does it to old women. He's got a fetish for older women, I guess, like over 60 and 70. Hello? Can I put you down for two flushes? One flush then, right? You said? And I'll put you down for, let's say, like 3 hours. Okay. You want to go back to sleep? Did you fall asleep? Hello? She just fell asleep, I think. Old woman. I'm just not dying. Are you dying?
Everybody's dying.
Oh, since we were born. I thought you were dying or something. You weren't.
Everybody's dying.
You weren't talking back. I was scared. Is it because you sound like you're real frail? What are you, like 80 something?
90.
90, wow. That's something. You lived in the war? You lived during the war?
Pardon?
You lived during the big war? The war?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, were you in the shit?
What?
Were you in the shit?
In what?
In the shit. That's what we call it, like, when you're in the front lines. Were you in the shit, or were you in the home front?
I don't... Where were you?
I wasn't alive. I was in Vietnam. I fought in Nam.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the shit there. That was some real nasty fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy. Wow, were you scared of the Blitz, like the Blitz and the planes would come back down, and the Germans? You scared the Germans were going to come, and... You know, take out their peckers and be like, hey, look, we're the Germans. Oh, we're going to have sex with all the women. Right?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you don't hate the Germans still? You don't want to just kick them in the fucking ass now?
No.
No? What about the Jews? Did they start that war? Did you blue blame them? Was that why?
I don't blame anybody for anything.
Oh, you're a German sympathizer. You were a Nazi sympathizer during the war, weren't you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yep, you were. All right, you go to sleep, honey. All right, thank you. It was good talking to you, honey baby. Keep your head up. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Keep your head up. Ooh, child, things will get right. Keep your head up. You know that song? She went to a coma again. Hello? Hey, you stay on the line. I'm going to call someone else, okay? I got a job to do here. Don't go anywhere, honey baby. Are you dying? Oh, she answered that last time. Thought she would this time. I'm gonna move for a sandwich, you know? nice turkey sandwich, turkey. Some American cheese.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is that Michael Barkley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Michael Adams' widow on the line here. She says she knows you. She
wants, who?
Michael Adams' widow.
She, no.
Yeah, she wants the fuck.
What?
She wants the fuck.
I don't follow you.
Yeah, she wants the fuck. She was alive during the war. She's 90. She says she wants the fuck one last time, you know? Like, she wants you to be like a German on top of her. Like, well, fucking you, motherfucker. Like that.
I'm not with you.
Oh. So how you doing, Mike?
No, I don't think you've got the right place.
Yeah, Michael D. Barkley. D as in dickhead.
What address?
Larchfield Avenue.
No, you're miles away from there.
10 Larchfield Avenue, no?
No, you're miles away.
That's bullshit fucking shit. That's what I got here in the paper.
Sorry, what's that?
I said it's bullshit fucking shit.
Why?
Because the paper says that's your address, motherfucking shit.
Well, you see, 10 years ago it was.
Well, you're full of piss.
That shows you're way, way out.
So you used to live there?
No.
What are you doing tonight?
No, you're way out, pal.
How old are you, big guy?
What?
How old are you, big guy?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I have to put that down on the call record.
You're talking shit.
You're talking your mother.
Yeah, you're just a twit.
Your mother's a twit and a shit.
You got another call going.
What? Yeah, because I'm calling my supervisor to complain.
You fucking shit.
I'm complaining about you. I have to put a complaint about you. Are you? Yeah, I do. Why don't you cooperate? If you cooperate, I won't have to make a complaint. The fucking asshole won't answer, you know? He won't answer. I couldn't get him on the line, you know? Oh, I got his old number. Here's his new number. Listen, you better cooperate before he picks up, because if not, you're going to be in big trouble when he picks up. I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to help you out. Come on now. It's hard as hell to get someone on the line sometimes, you know? I've been having a hard time tonight there, Michael. You watching TV? Do you sleep with the TV on? Come on now. Come on now. Talk to me now.
Hello?
Yeah, Michael Brady.
Yes.
Listen, I've got Michael Barkley and Michael Adams' widow on the line, and they're going to fuck. They're going to be fucking, you know?
You've got what?
I've got Mike Barkley and Michael Adams' widow, and they're going to be fucking.
Well, who do you want to tell me for?
Well, they said they had a list of people they wanted me to call, let them know they're friends, and they want you to know they're going to be fucking.
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't ask for anything.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so they're going to be fucking and everything tonight. They're going out for dinner for Mexican food, and then they're going to
Very lucky then, only.
Yeah, all right. Has it been a while for you, too? I haven't had any fucking for like 3 months. It's been a dry spell.
Yeah. I've not had that for over 2 years.
Oh, wow. It's been 2 years. How old are you, big guy?
I'd say.
You're 30? Nice. All right, cool. How old are you, boy?
My age?
Yeah, your age.
Okay, my age is 77.
So you were 75 2 years ago, huh? All right.
No, 77.
Yeah, but you were 75 last time you got some fuck. Very nice.
Last time,
yeah, that's pretty good, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, I'd be all right, 75, getting some fuck, you know? Yeah, don't you love women? Women are fucking sexy, right? They pretty women, smell good, when they smell really good, you know?
Well, I am. I'm an old age pensioner.
Yeah, I know, but you remember back when you were young, you used to fuck a woman, you know?
Oh, it was okay,
eh? Yeah, it was awesome.
I got my share.
Yeah. Well, you know how beautiful women are, you know? Beautiful fucking women. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it feels good to be inside the woman, have an erection, and put your erect member inside the woman's vagina, you know, inside her vaginal entry.
Oh, man, I don't know. I didn't. I was a seaman at that time.
Oh, yeah.
I worked in the boats.
Oh, so you just...
I was a merchant navy.
You just jerked
off. A third engineer.
Okay, very nice. So you fucked the asshole.
Aye.
You fucked some guys in the asshole then. Oh,
no, yeah. I didn't bother with that.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, buddy.
Hey.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Hey.
He was talking about his fucking and all that, like, with us, you know? Because I was talking about it. Okay. I'm going to go out and get a sandwich real quick. When I come back, we're going to have some more prank calls, man. I'm so excited about the goddamn motherfucking calls tonight. No, seriously, the numbers haven't been really picking up very well. But we'll turn that around, hopefully. I have faith. But when we come back, we've got more numbers in Scotland from Lonesome Loser. Delicious is sending a number in Mexico. He's a big fan of my phrase delicious, which I didn't even realize was a thing I did until he pointed it out to me on Facebook. And I was like, you got a point. I do say delicious a lot. It's pretty gay. And we got a few requests of pranks there. When I come back, it'll be midnight probably. Nah, not even that late. Give me like 5-6 minutes, all right? I'm just going to go get something to drink. I got to hop around, so it takes me a while. All right, more Madhouse after this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
All right, everybody. Okay. I do what I want when I want. Ken's here and he's here to do what he wants.
I'm here to fucking yell at people.
Hey, man, if they pick up, buddy.
I fired a couple numbers into the Skype messaging services machine.
Did you?
For Big Michelle. And also to fucking Jason David Frank, if he can get his ass to pick up.
Has anybody ever gotten him to pick up? I never.
No, it's confirmed to be a voicemail or to be their phone because of the voicemail.
Okay.
But after a certain point at night, they seem to turn it off.
One of those living in the 90s, still with a cell phone where you turn it
off.
But
yeah, it's still a fresh number. Nobody's burned it yet.
Okay. All right, good. What do you send it to the business account or the Carlito?
No, this account, but just in the regular messages.
All right, I got to go back to the messages then and find it. Okay. Baz is here. Hey, Baz.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey.
Baz, I got background sound effects if you want to do your... I haven't heard.
Yeah, I got them, and I put my chicken one on that same folder for you, and my goat noise.
Huh. I don't know, did you hear Tabachi's new casino one? He sent in a new version of it. Let me play it now. This is chicken.
Not that.
He sent it to me right before the show. I don't know why I want to do a casino one, but anyway. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Good. It works.
That's fucking Dwight's Casino.
Dwight's Casino.
Yeah. They have two input casino?
In the two input casino. In Little Shack, yeah. Dude, I don't remember any of those pranks from last night that I was. Was that with you guys last night? I was on with Turbo and.
Yeah.
You were there last night. Yeah.
It was during the daytime.
No, there was last night. There were some pranks. I was on
to. Yeah, it was last night.
Oh, okay. Okay. You were also on during the day.
The day before that, I was on.
Oh, yeah.
During the day. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with the chicken and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, I got all I got really here, number wise. From Lonesome is Scotland. So
Tabachi said in Request a Prank he's got a bunch of banchos that need a call.
Oh, dude, that's right. Request a Prank. Hello. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, I put those numbers in the Skype in this Skype chat now for you so you don't have to go back and look.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking here. There's a Request a Prank from Tabachi. Just found tickets. Okay, yeah, the person we had left a message about getting the tickets really early in the show. Don't know if you know what I'm talking about, you two, but they called back, said they got tickets already, so never mind. The conference thing. Okay.
So, Carlito, where's the milkman at?
I don't know. I didn't get the chance to talk to him today, and when I tried to get a hold of him later, he wasn't picking up. I don't know if he was sleeping or working or something. Yeah, I've been playing phone tag with him for the last week, so. Give me a moment. I'm logged into the wrong email account for some reason, so it's coming up differently than I usually do. Give me just a moment, please. Sorry. She probably won't even answer. She's like, oh, that guy again. Hello? Oh, rats. I woke her up and made her angry, probably. Okay. Well,
who gives a fuck? We don't work on her schedule.
Isn't that the goal for most of these calls?
Right. Totally. Yeah.
Wake people up and make them angry.
Yeah, and we do what we want when we want. Anyway. So.
Damn right.
Hell yeah! All right, Tabachi sending in a number here for a very loud man selling wood snowblower. Okay. Woods brand snowblower. Gotcha.
Yeah. How much does he want for it?
He is. Let me look at the ad. Let me paste it for you. How about that? Let me copy-paste a whole bunch of this and put them in here for you.
Because fucking Dwight's only going to pay him about 25% of what he wants.
Just 25%? Wow, dude, that's kind of cheap.
We called a fucking Indian place a couple weeks back, and I ordered a bunch of shit and asked for a discount because I'm a hell of a guy, and he gave me a 15% discount.
Wow, that's not bad. 15 is pretty decent.
I was like, oh, all right.
All right, dude, I want to tell you, you gave me shit once, but I know for a fact on this show you said that you buy the Barres hot dogs at Walmart and give them, like, a coupon for something else, and you end up with a Barres for free, something like that. And then, like, a month later, you're like, bullshit, I never said that. Do you even know what I'm talking about? I know for a fact. You've never gotten hot dogs for free at Walmart?
No, I know. Yeah, I've gotten hot dogs for free, but basically you can manipulate the system by, like, if I had a coupon for anything Barres, if you buy, like, fucking hot dogs and say I had a coupon for, like, bologna or some shit, it'll still go through for those fucking hot dogs. Like, really? The system doesn't recognize jack shit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I've only seen it work at Walmart. But like, fuck a Walmart.
Is this your, like, self-scan thing? Like, you're scanning yourself, kind of?
No, they scan it, but they don't pay attention to the coupon.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Well. All right. Anyway. $2,500. I'm thinking $2,500. I'm going to pay this fucker maybe $250.
Is that what he's asking? Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. All right.
It's a nice looking bar. It's 10%.
All right. Yeah, well,
Dwight's feeling fucking generous tonight.
Thank God Baz is here, the human calculator.
Yeah.
Connecting. Connecting.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? I'm calling about, you got the 3-point blower?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. You know, can you tell me a little bit about this thing? I see the short description. Is there anything special I need for my tractor system and shit?
No, it all works on a regular 3-point hitch with Category 1, as long as you got a Category 1 hitch on yours.
Okay, so I could hook this son of a bitch up to, like, my lawnmower or what?
Oh, no, you need something bigger than a lawnmower.
What are we talking about?
You need a tractor, like a 35 horsepower or bigger tractor for that.
A tractor? Okay. Yeah, I think I could do that. My old man, he's got a bunch of old antique shit out there in the barn. I think we'll be all right. Let's see here. So there's nothing wrong with it or nothing? It's in good condition?
Everything's perfect condition. Same been used a couple times, and it's always been stored indoors.
Indoors,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. It looks pretty good. It looks like a little bit of rust here and there and shit, you know, but from the pictures, but it's all good. So, like it says, you know, if I was like to bypass the shaft thing, can I hook this fucker up to like a plow horse? Would this shit still work, or is it got to be mechanical?
It's got to be mechanical. You got to use your power takeoff off the tractor.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Yep.
So you're looking for like $2,500 for this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're out in Wankersville?
Walkersville, yes.
Walkersville, okay. I mispronounced it. Let's see. Looking for $2,500. Considering offers, are you like bartering or you want straight cash? What are we doing here for the office?
I do cash unless you have a bank that's local right here that we could go to the bank and cash something out that way.
You know, I got some cash. And then my wife's uncle is gonna fucking help me out with the rest. You know, he's planning on writing that check though. Either that or I'm gonna try to get his ass to send it through Western Union. But I'm thinking
I'd prefer cash.
Yeah, you know, we all do. We, you know, cash fucking makes the money go round. Let's see here. I can offer you, I'm thinking about like $2,000 for that son of a bitch.
No, not for shape. It's almost, it's basically brand new. I mean, it's, you know, it's no
rough. I don't like the way you're trying to speed talk me here. So I'm gonna have to lower the price. I'm thinking more like $1,200 now.
You're being kind of an
asshole on the phone. You hear me, you motherfucker.
Wow. Very rude of him. Very nasty.
Wouldn't even drop it $500. Seriously? Stingy bastard.
Motherfucker. Let me call him. Or you can talk to him again if you want.
No. Apologize for me because I'm an asshole.
Okay.
Please leave your message for
Jim Meisner.
Jim Miser.
living out in Wankersville.
Shit.
Please leave your message for...
I should start posting Craigslist ads. I just want to do one. See if we get anyone to come back with something. Alright, give me a second. I'll be right back. I gotta take care of something real quick. A music song will play. That's too loud. Maybe half of that.
Okay.
There we go. It's better.
Is that good?
Yep.
Hi.
Yeah, you have Pygmy Goat Babies.
Toy Day.
All right, here's Dr. Baz. He wants to do some experiments. Here you go. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, how you doing?
doing farms.
Yeah, we're looking, we're doing some goat breeding experiments here. So, looking to get a pygmy goat so that we can let these other species. Well, I'm sorry, I mean, I could use the scientific term, but I'll use layman's terms. We want to let these other breeds fuck the goat, and then we're going to examine the genetics, what comes out. We run a fuck.
Oh, man, because you said F-U-C-K. Let me try.
We run a tight ship around here.
Layman's terms, you know?
Try to bring it down to their level. All right, keep that going. I got some goats.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Boer goats. Never heard of them before, Boer goats, but I got an idea for that. Well, no, you do your idea. I like your idea, Baz. I like the evil Dr. Scientist Baz.
You want me to take this?
Hello. You have reached the voicemail box of Don. Please leave your name and number. We'll get back with you.
I got Dustin, who's selling a bunch of livestock, 40 baby calves, 200 feeder cattle, and 600 goats.
Wow.
Yeah. It's in Salem. Right, let me post that there for your viewing, in case you want to read that over. Whilst I connect that. In this case, I guess you can ask for goat. He has goats, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the goats. You got a lot of goats for sale, I see.
No, we have a sale barn, but the goat sale's over.
Oh, the goat sale's over? Do you have any other livestock or farm animals that you're looking to unload?
You can what? Looking at, not really.
Do you have any other what? You got nothing left. Well, I've got some goats. You might be able to hear them in the background. These fucking goats are driving me crazy. All they do is they just make a racket all night long. Can I dump them off on you?
Send them off my car.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll take $100 a head. I've got 7 of them.
Well, maybe it depends on what the goats are.
Yeah, let's see. They're a variety of goats. Let's see. I've got Barbary. Have you ever heard of them? They're native of India and Pakistan. I've got a Bhagat.
I've never heard of them.
I've got an Alpine goat. They're from the French Alps. I've got an Anglo-Nubian.
Uh-huh.
Those are good for fur and milk. So, you know, if you can milk it, and then when it gets too old, you can slaughter it and then skin it and sell the fur. Let's see. I've got one of those fainting goats. Have you ever heard of those?
Yeah. Where are you located at?
They're kind of funny. Let's see. Let me just see. I'm here near Salem, Arkansas. On the outskirts.
You're on the outskirts of Salem?
Yeah.
Well, where are you at?
Let's see, I'm down on Crotchet Road.
I don't know where that's at.
Yeah, okay, well, you go down Whitaker Boulevard, then you take a right onto Crotchet Road, and then you pass Boncho Drive, and then Gondu Lane. And then I'm just 2 blocks down from Gondu Lane.
I tell you what, call me tomorrow and I'll try to run out there and look at them.
You know what, these goats are driving me fucking crazy, man. I gotta get rid of them tonight. I've got a shotgun, it's loaded up, and if I don't get rid of them tonight, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna take care of all those fuckers pronto.
I've been out there kicking them, and they're
all nipping at me, and they're nipping at me and trying to bite me, and they chased my kid around the farmyard today, and my dogs are terrorized. My dog got so scared he ran into the house, and he took a big shit on my bed. You know, those goats are just fucking out of control. You know, we have some neighborhood kids. Yeah, we got some neighborhood kids. And they came up and they fed these goats some methamphetamines, and it kind of fucked them up in the head. You know, the blue meth. Have you seen that? Have you heard about that blue meth? That's some bad shit.
What? Yeah.
That blue meth? Yeah, these local kids that came up and they ground up a bunch of blue meth and put it in the goat feed. And ever since then, these goats have not been right in the head. You know, the male goats are mounting each other.
I'll call him out there and look at them tonight.
What's that?
Try this number. He'll come look at them tonight. He lives out there by you.
Holy crap, you know, the goat just fucked my dog.
What?
I don't know what's going to come out. Now my dog's all ashamed. It came running in the house with its tail between its legs. Oh.
He didn't agree with that goat fucking your dog and making it all ashamed.
Yeah. It was really quick, too. Like, oh, it's getting fucked. Oh, now it's ashamed. Like, you just see the dog putting its head down like, oh, I'm so ashamed. We're calling the International Museum of Toilets in India. Hello? Hello, is this International Museum of Toilets in India, of all places? Yes. So all the toilets are in the ground in India, right? When you take a shit, you have to squat over, you pull your pants down, and it's like a hole in the ground? Sorry? When you use the toilet in India, every toilet is like a hole in the ground, right? And you take a big shit, you have to pull your pants down and you squat? Yeah, please don't know the number. What? Hello? What please note down the number. Call this number, please. Listen, you have to do the scripture, the Gachantu Rishio Deva Pishacha Yeche Grinya Ka. You know what I mean? Shut up, you motherfucker. Hello? Yeah, you motherfucker. Hello? Yeah, motherfucker. You. Please note down the number. I'm going to call again. 5 more times. I said, just hold on. Okay. This fucking cat is back inside here making noise.
Ask him if this is where we go to fuck the cow.
Stop it, you motherfucker. Stop it. Stop it.
I like how you're going to call back 5 more times.
Knock it out. Cut it out. Beat the fuck out of you, cat.
Ask him if you can come over there and slap some cows.
Yeah, that'll fuck them up.
Slap them.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, listen, I'm looking to hunt some cows over there.
You're looking for Hudson cow?
Hunting a cow. I want to slap a cow in the face, slap him really hard, and say, you motherfucker.
What?
I want to slap a cow really hard in the face, say, you motherfucker, you.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm calling about the toilets. You have there, right? This is the toilet museum?
Yes, there's a toilet museum here.
Okay, and then so in India, though, the toilet, it's like a hole in the wall, and when you go there, you take a shit, a big shit, you know, and the...
I'm sorry, sir, you're being abusive right now.
No.
What I need to tell you is we are holding a museum of toilets here. That means that we have masterpieces from all across the world about toilets. And in case you're interested, you can visit, but I'm sorry, you cannot be abusive about it.
Yeah, but I want to go there and sit on the special toilet and use it.
I'm sorry, you're not a president of a country to do that.
Yes, I am. I'm the king of Thailand.
I don't care. All right.
I'm an asshole.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can we call them back? I'd really like to speak to them.
Yeah,
did Tabachi send you that number?
Yeah, he did. I want to call him back.
Yeah.
But give me a second. I got to play a fucking song because the fucking cat... Not enough Skype credit. Oh, come on, man. Was that a cell phone? No, it wasn't. Why would I have enough? I had enough before. And then I got to pause the show again to buy Skype credit, really?
That's bullshit.
Keep pausing. let me see if I got enough to call other areas.
You can call this the pause show.
I guess. 19-year-old Sorrow Gelding, been there, done that, finished head and heel horse. There's a horse for sale, I guess. Something about... And goat tying. Okay, a horse that does goat tying is for catching goats. For sale, $2,000. Just need to get rid of him. Just need to get rid of the motherfucking horse. I think that, Dwight, you can help out.
I guess, yeah, fuck yeah, I can.
You know, you need to get a cheap price... And Baz is over there with his goats, and the goats are out of control. They escape. They're opening the doors. They figured out how to open the doors.
Should I queue up that goat track again?
Yeah, get the goats going, yeah. Tell them that you're down to your last few shells and your shotgun. And they keep coming. So you need the horse. All right, here we go. Or do what you want. I don't care, you know. Make me proud, guys. Just do that.
Fucking goats are out of control.
Well, it's up to you, Ken.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Chief? I'm calling about the horse you got for sale.
Wait, what?
The horse. You got the horse for sale?
Yeah.
The one that we could do the goat tying and shit. He chases down the goats.
It's 11:41 at night.
What'd you say? You trying to give me some fucking static there, pal? What, Dwight's trying to make it... He's bitching about the time. He's like, he's from the fucking UK.
Call him back.
It's 10:41 at night.
So what, right? So what?
So what, are you asleep or something?
Yeah.
Hello.
What the fuck's your problem, pal? Was it too late at night to make a fucking deal? You're over there jerking your dick. What's your problem?
Fuck my problem.
Yeah, what the fuck is your problem?
Tell me a goddamn 11:30. What the fuck's your problem?
What the fuck's your problem? I'm trying to make a deal over here, you son of a bitch.
You know, fuck what you're trying to.
I'm gonna come over there right. I'm gonna come over there tonight. I'm gonna slap that
horse anyway.
I'm gonna slap that fucking horse in the face right on your fucking problem. I'll walk over there right now. Pop right across the fucking face.
You just bring your fucking ass over here, no.
Sir, if you don't act right, I may treat your wife like that too.
He stayed up for that last little neigh. One more time. Last time.
Call me one more fucking time.
Hey, is this where the asshole's like trying to sell the horse, but he's not selling the horse because he's a cocksucker and bitches about the time? Is that you?
Who the fuck are you? Who is this?
Hey, princess.
Hey, listen here, flapjack tits. I was talking to the man. What, did he put you on to fight his fucking battles?
Oh, he said call one more time, right?
Yeah, he told me to. He said call me one more fucking time.
Do you want me to try to smooth things over?
Yeah, apologize for me. I'm a bit of an asshole.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
No, sorry, guys. Fuck it, one more time.
That lady sounded like she smokes at least 6 packs a day. Who is this?
Who is this?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Goodbye. Okay. Still working on getting Skype credit here on the side while you guys do pranks.
I should have set that up for that motherfucker.
Right. Hey, fainting pygmy goat babies. Did we
call
this already?
Yeah, there we go.
Or is this what you mentioned? I never heard of fainting pygmy goat babies.
I heard that the new drop in is paying us fucking like $8.99 a pound for those motherfuckers.
Did you drop in is buying a straight up baby goat babies? He's cleans them right there in the back.
I'm not selling.
Yeah.
These fainting goats, they're a domestic goat whose muscles freeze for roughly 10 seconds when the goat feels panic. So they basically just freeze up and fall down when they get scared.
Lazy fucking goat.
That sounds like it's fun. I'd have a lot of fun make them faint. Like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you sneak up behind them and go, boop.
Get drunk or fucking high. You're just like, hey, guys, watch this. Boop, boogie, boogie.
Yeah, they're like, just, yeah, I don't know, right? like a Jedi, man. Just fucking make me fall down. Fuck yeah. Fuck them, too. They're goats anyway. They're low on the totem pole. They're right down there with chickens.
Yeah, they're there for food and to amuse us.
Yeah, they are.
Charlie's going to fucking cook them up for us. We have a luau.
Let's try Charlie. Hey, why not, right, man? We haven't
talked about Charlie. His wife.
He's a good boy. Yeah.
You ain't seen that motherfucker in a long time.
That and the fucking Turkish Inn, or the Turkish Kitchen, they've had a fucking long enough break.
You're a bunch of assholes, Turkish Kitchen. Seriously. So I don't get much cooperation from them.
Faison's a fucking dirty girl.
But I'll call him. Here you go. Turkish Kitchen first, then Dewdrop.
You want to talk to her, Baz?
Sure, yeah, why not?
You have your way with the ladies.
Should I keep are the goats playing?
I'd probably take them off.
Turkish Kitchen, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order for pickup, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you got any falafel?
Yes, you want a sandwich or platter?
I'll take the falafel platter. That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Anything else?
And do you have any goat?
A what?
Do you sell any goat? Anything with goat in it? I know that's kind of weird, but goat is actually pretty tasty. Hello?
Goat?
No. I mean, there's some Filipino restaurants that actually have goat on the menu.
Make a serious order.
Yeah, no, because that way I could have, you know, called back and canceled. You've been really mad.
Well, no, I was being serious.
I'll ask him again.
Hello?
I was going to then get... Hey.
Hey, hey. I'm not saying nothing.
Hey, what are your specials tonight?
I mean, we want to buy some food, and we're not fucking around here.
Oh, gone now. He usually calls back blocked from his cell phone, so I'll let you know if I see a pop-up, we'll connect. Any unknown number.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, that was him. That was a horse. But usually he gets real pissed off and calls from his cell phone blocked to curse me out. I guess when he has customers there, shit, that's what he'll do. I bet you anything.
He's probably going into the back right now.
Yeah, he's probably grabbing his
fire up his phone.
Yeah, you motherfucker!
You motherfucker! Why do you not pick up the phone?
No, I mean, there's a Filipino restaurant here that sells goat caldereta.
Yeah, well,
it's actually pretty good.
Jamaicans,
whose cock are you sucking?
Jamaicans cook up some goat too. Yeah, whose cock are you sucking? And you know, you son of a whore. All right.
People are demanding Jason David Frank for some. We could try him.
Post that number again, or
yeah, I'll put it in the bottom. Hang on.
All right.
There's Michelle and
call Charlie.
JDF.
Try Charlie first.
Oh, yeah, Michelle.
She needs that fucking happy Valentine's. We saw the other day she was flipping out about some white boy fucking hitting on her.
Is that the Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody talked to her for a while? I don't think so, right?
No, but we called the other day and got her answering machine, so that's still her number.
Hmm. Okay. If JDF answers, you guys are talking to him, because I don't know what to say to him.
Okay.
I love him.
You have reached the message, and I'll play that thing.
Nope.
No, that's his wife, but...
Damn it.
Here comes Michelle.
How about Charlie? Okay.
Here comes Michelle. Well, no, wait. Oh, shit. Because if I call Michelle, it's going to be... It could potentially be a long call if she picks up. You know how that goes?
Charlie has another, like, $2,000 Pepsi order heading his way.
Yeah, let's try to push him on that. All right, so I don't have the name saved for some reason. I have two 808 area codes. I guess I have two.
Hawaiian. Well, one's his work and one's his cell?
Probably. Well, let's see which is... Well, let's see which is this one. It's a conference
call. I've got Dewdrop in, and I might have his cell.
I got them both. I just don't know which one is which right now.
See if we can't offer him a PepsiCo.
Any got to work piss and shit into it.
Our call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
that's
system.
That's the cell phone.
Well, the work phone forwards to the cell phone when he's not there, though. He always does.
Oh. That.
So it could be mis. But it sounded like it went straight through. You know what I mean?
Charlie Bray fucking changed his number. These motherfuckers.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you with the moderator. Fuck you. Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. All right, here's a business. All right, we'll try that.
We'll see if his lady boy answers to do with a fucking order.
Yeah, the new boy toy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? Is Charlie there?
No, he isn't.
Where's he at? This is Dwight. I'm with PepsiCo. I need to do the order with him.
Hold on one moment.
All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Charlie?
Oh, sorry. My dad, he's not here, but I can relay a message.
Well, I was calling to do the Pepsi order.
Oh, Pepsi order. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He'll be here tomorrow if you don't mind calling back tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't mind calling tomorrow, but the biggest problem we got is he's got a $2,000 outstanding order here and. You know, outstanding balance. We need to get this account paid.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me call him then. Hold on.
All right. Get him on the line, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. He doesn't get this past due balance taken care of. We're going to send people in there to shit in the middle of the dining room.
We'll shut down the soda machine. Oh, okay.
Actually, he didn't answer. Can I get a number I can call you back from?
I'm a very busy man. I don't have time to fuck around. Is there a contact number I can get a hold of his ass at? Because basically what my boss is telling me, he says, if we don't get paid in the next like 2 or 3 hours, we're going to have to come in there and rip the fucking soda machines out.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he said we're going to have to come in there. He didn't necessarily take them out. He said we're going to have to, basically take a fucking bat to them so they're incapacitated.
Oh, okay.
And then there's going to be, a $500 additional charge to put a new machine in.
Okay. I'll have him call you back. What's your name?
Dwight. When's it going to be in? Dwight? So you got a cell phone I can fucking call and get this squared away with him or what?
No, I don't have a number for you.
You don't have a number for your fucking dad? You playing games with me? You covering for your dad? Is that it? We got deadbeats over there. Don't want to pay their fucking bills.
Sorry, I don't like the way you're talking to me, man.
I don't like the way you're fucking treating my business. I got $2,000 of fucking product over here that's been wasted, not paid for. You know, you're over there fucking jerking your cock, covering for your father.
Whoa, okay.
Wait, you fucking tough guy, coconut head.
Yeah, Charlie's son sounds a lot like Charlie, huh? I bet you look like, yeah, man. Yeah.
It's better English.
I got to try to find Charlie's real Facebook page. He has one, right? The one that Dialer copied all the pics from and made his own version of it. I guess he's a big golfer and his son's a golfer too. Golf, guys, golf. You guys golf? Baz, you golf with your scientist friends? You smoke cigars and golf?
I've golfed a few times. I've got my own clubs, but I'm not really that into it.
You're so white. Yeah. It's awesome. What about you?
I'm not very good.
Ken goes out.
Thing.
Ken wrestles with his business associates. They go out wrestling.
Yeah, I don't golf. I fucking take off in the golf cart and make them run after the cart and shit after hitting their ball.
All right, here's a Playday horse. Yeah, $2,000. That's a good deal for a horse. A roping horse / Playday horse. You can have
what
a
the
nice
hell is that?
Nice
Ernie horse. Needs this horse for their fucking horse show.
Oh, shit.
Roping horse? You mean that's when you try and rope it with a lasso?
or I think it's for roping little animals with, you know what I mean? Like you ride the horse and you throw the rope with it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can do that with any horse, dude.
Yeah.
Horse 101.
You guys want goat nose on that one? This one?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not...
All right, here's a big and beautiful Greek goddess, busty redhead, lots of fun, in Pretoria, South Africa. All right, birthplace of civilization. Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Not enough Skype credit. Bullshit.
All right, while you're doing that, let's call Michelle that fucking whore.
That's right, Michelle.
She has been answering since I called pretending to be from her apartment complex, told her to quit running the meth lab and move the fuck out.
How long did that go for? Was that a long conversation too?
No, it was on her answering machine.
Message and I'll call you back.
I'll try her again. That sucks. She doesn't answer.
Yeah, that it's a landline. It's her. You know, oh, yeah? We talk over the machine. She should hear it too.
But what's up? Okay. But what's up with the the cell phone?
What's that?
She never had a cell phone.
No, this should be a landline.
Okay. Her caller ID is broken.
Leave a message.
She don't.
I'm an Alcatraz, yo.
Man. Click call from Alcatraz.
Yeah. I'm gonna listen to that tonight. I think after the show, I'm gonna listen to me that Michelle episode, that whole hour long fucking thing, and then I'll queue up the ones that you and Ice Goose did, Kim. Right, was it you and Ice Goose or Jaya?
Yeah, me and Ice Goose talked to her for like fucking 3 hours.
Yeah, I got copies of those. I'm going to have a nice Michelle night tonight for Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then Goose and I called her one night and we pretended to be a gay couple and we wanted to move in, and she was very discriminating against us.
Really? She seems kind of stuck up conservative, probably, right?
Yeah. I talked to one guy. He had a turtle and shit, and I was talking about like his turtle biting my dick and whatnot. And we got him to actually call Michelle and ask to move in. He's like, "Can I bring my turtle?" She's like, "No." And he's like, "Why not?" He's, "Cause I make the rules." she was getting all pissed off because he wanted to bring his fucking pet turtle.
Oh, man. Yeah, that girl. I got her tweets. Her tweets. We did the math, right, that she's got to be tweeting at least 4 tweets an hour for, like, the last 3 years on average.
Yeah. Something ridiculously insane.
Yeah.
Casey, this is Carmen.
This general store.
Yes?
You got that meat, pot of meat food product machine?
What was that, sir?
Do you have the pot of meat food product machine?
I don't know. If you just give me one moment.
Do you have a man who can tell me?
That's some good shit, that potted meat.
I don't mind it. My wife hates it. I like it. I put it on crackers. I put it on Ritz crackers, man.
Mm. This is Brittany.
Hey, what's up, Brittany? What you do is you take a Ritz cracker and you put some pot of meat food product on it, and then you put some of that cheese that you squirt out of the can, and then you put another Ritz cracker on top.
Okay.
Like a sandwich.
Are you asking me a question?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got that potted meat product. It's also called deviled ham. Do you have deviled ham?
Can you call back in about 5 minutes and I can let you know?
Why?
No. Because I'm in the middle of something right now.
Oh, you're in the toilet. I can hear the echo, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're taking a shit. You're a dirty girl. You took the
phone. I think she's changing her tampon.
You're in the toilet. You heard? She's in the toilet. I'm going to call her back, accuse her of that.
Now, that potted meat product's also called deviled ham.
Yeah. Like, she's like, no, I'm not. Yeah, right. In the toilet. Busted. She's not answering. The toilet. All right. Here's another general store. Same name, like same business name. Well, I could copy-paste these.
A general store,
General thing.
Can I take this one?
Sure, buddy. Here you go. It's going to be the top one on this list. And then we'll call that chick back. Remember, we got to call her back after she's done taking a shit in the toilet, and we'll ask her about that. Yeah.
Hey, this is Carmen.
Hey, Big Carmen, how you doing? This is David. I'm just calling to see if you saw toiletries.
Sir, we do sell toilet paper. If you want to come, you can just come and check.
No, I didn't say toilet paper. Listen, I said toiletries. Toiletries.
Sir, you can come and check. We're open 24 hours. If you want to come in,
ma'am,
you can come and look.
Time is money, and gas is expensive, in case you didn't know that. I don't want to drive all the way fucking down there if you guys don't have what I'm looking for.
You don't need a cuss, sir. Sorry.
Do you have paper?
If you have a problem, you can talk to our manager.
Do you
here at 4:30
yes.
in the morning. We got to go. I'm sorry. Bye.
Do you have paper
ass? Here, talk to Cross.
Sorry, I was trying to get it in before she hung up. Do you have paper ass? Let me ask her.
Stupid girl doesn't listen.
Hello?
Yeah, do you have paper ass?
What was that?
Do you have paper ass?
Paper house. Sir, you're the same person that just called and
no,
I told
I'm not.
You to
no,
come
I'm
in
not.
And look,
I'm,
sir. I'm sorry.
I'm Carlos.
I'm,
that
we're
was
kind
Dr.
of busy
Bass.
Here right now. We'll talk to you. You can come in and look if you really want to know.
You're mistaken.
Bye.
She's like... She's mistaken. I'm not... That, I wasn't the person I was talking before, right, Baz? It was you.
That's correct.
I have the proof right here. The man right here, Bess. We are calling back Toilet Girl. Close enough to 5 minutes, I think.
This is Middle. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Are you done taking a shit in the toilet now?
Hello?
Yeah, I called and the girl said to call back. She had to use the bathroom. She was in the bathroom on the phone talking to me.
Okay.
Was that you?
No, just a second, please.
Oh.
Loriana, what?
Her name's Loriana. Oh, Bez, you were talking to her, not me, right? Or no, who was talking to her?
Hello?
No, I forgot. Was I talking to you and you were in the toilet?
What's that now?
Was I talking to you and you had to go use the toilet?
No, I didn't have to use the bathroom when you were talking to me.
But that was an echoing. I'm sure that's what you were doing. You were didn't have to go to the bathroom, but you were like, what were you doing? You were looking at your breast, checking your breast out, see how they look today. I don't know.
Is there a fresh one that same chain that you haven't called?
Yeah, here's the third one. The last in our series of Casey's General Store Incorporated.
Hmm.
Thank you for calling Casey Carey. Would you like to hear our special as well?
I know that's all right. How you doing this evening? This is Dwight Schmiegel. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh, hi. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight. What we're doing tonight is we're calling around to do a customer survey that we're implementing throughout the entire company. Sure. It's a satisfaction survey to see how their shopping experience was in your particular location. And what I need to do is speak to a customer that's currently at your location so I can ask them a short 10-question survey. And what we'll do is we'll get their information at the end of the survey, and we'll send them out a discount coupon.
Actually, we do not have any customers in right now.
No customer. Is this a low-flow location, or what are we dealing with here?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Is this a low-flow, like a low-traffic location, or?
Well, it's just kind of the time of night right now. We don't get many people in right about now.
Okay, so like no drunk crowd or anything coming through there?
Nope.
I see. Okay, like there's nobody in the parking lot about to come in, nothing like that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I see. That's perfectly okay. I'll go ahead and put this in the computer. And let's see here. What was your name again?
Josh.
Josh. And one quick question before I get off the phone with you. How many fingers can you put into your ass?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Fingers in your ass, how many?
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. So answer the question. Your job depends on it.
He doesn't like that question.
Yeah, I had the fucking like corporate information all up in case he tried to question me on it.
Well, man. Do. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why Skype didn't automatically renew. Every once in a while I get this problem.
Skype's a son of a delay. Bitch.
I'm looking at the page, it says add subscription, and it's there, but then I got to choose the subscription, and it just seems like a lot of work right now while I'm trying to do a show at the same time. Plus, I'm almost done anyway. I'm wrapping it up here.
Ooh.
To be perfectly honest.
Raw dog it. Fuck yeah, don't wrap it up.
Looking here. Back to Lonesome. And
so you probably don't have enough credit to call those Scotland numbers.
I can't. That's a problem. I only got 2 cents left.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here's some more of those general stores. They seem kind of goofy there, huh? Where's this in? Iowa? Yeah.
Hey, Iowa.
Yeah, they're fun.
I guess so. All right. Call in the next one in the list. Here we go.
Let me see if I can get us to do a survey and we'll fucking
get it. Troy speaking. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, did you say your name was Troy?
Yeah.
Hi, Troy. This is Dwight Spiegel. I'm calling from Casey's General Stores corporate office here in Acme, Iowa.
Okay.
And what we're calling around doing tonight is we've implemented a new policy where we're going to start doing some customer satisfaction surveys.
Okay.
And what I need to do is, do you currently have any customers in your location?
No, not at the moment, no.
All right, we may be able to just have a short conversation, and maybe somebody will walk in. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to gauge the satisfaction of the customers. And
right now you're kind of hooked up to the kitchen phone. You might have better luck trying the other phone that's by the registers, because that one's more portable than this one. This one's actually physically connected to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have better luck calling the other
Okay, you say that's the kitchen phone. I'm gonna put a note in here. We need to get you some new phones sent out. That's unacceptable.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Connected to the wall.
Connected to the wall. Yeah. You know what? Let me just have you go ahead and pull that motherfucker right out of the wall.
Talking to you on it right now, and actually I need to hear from my GM to do that, and actually
I
appreciate the thought though.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, this is David Snoswell on the line. I'm the regional manager. I'm monitoring this call. Okay. I give you permission to go ahead and rip that phone out of the wall.
Okay, that would discontinue this conversation then.
Your job will depend on you not terminating this conversation.
Okay, run that by me again.
I would highly advise you not to terminate this conversation.
Okay, that's what I'm concerned about. And right now, I actually do have a customer standing in front of me.
Okay, can you put the customer on the phone with Dwight here?
Sure.
Mr. Smeagol.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay, Dwight, stand by, please.
No problem.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
All right, hold on here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This is Dwight Schmiegel. I'm actually calling from the corporate office to do a customer satisfaction survey.
Okay.
And I just wanted to take just a few moments of your time, if you could. And what I'll do is at the end of the survey, I'll get your information, and we'll get you a coupon for a free pizza or something like that.
Oh, outstanding. Thank you.
No problem. How frequently would you say you visit this location? Is this your first time, or are you a regular? Or?
Oh, I'm a regular, yeah.
Regular, okay. Go ahead and mark that down. And I actually have my associate, Mr. Baz, who will also fire off a few questions here while I'm documenting your answers.
Okay.
All right, Baz. Go ahead.
You want me to ask him the first question?
Yeah, you got a few questions. I'm just documenting his answer. He said he's a regular at this location.
Oh, yes. Oh, very good. Very good. Sir, what category of products do you find yourself purchasing most frequently? Would it be dairy products or meat products or toiletries?
Well, mostly I use the location for I'm picking up pizza. I always come here to pick up my pizza. I never usually.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. How do you rate the quality of the pizza? One being the worst pizza you've ever tasted, 10 being the best.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know, we are considering expanding our repertoire of pizza combinations there. We're considering putting in, installing a new Indian-style pizza. You know, with chicken tikka masala or banchot and gandu sauce. Would you consider buying an Indian pizza?
I guess I would have to see it and have it in front of me to kind of make
it. And we're also, are definitely going to be introducing a game pizza. So this is basically with game animal meat, like deer. We're getting some moose coming up down from Minnesota. Other things like pheasant. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you'd have a lot of a very good key demographic around here for like that type of.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to put Dwight back on. He's got a few other questions, and some of these questions might seem off the wall, but really these do help us with our targeting, our marketing, and our decision on installing future products. Dwight?
Okay. Just real quick, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, what would you rate the cleanliness of this location?
About the store, I would have to be at least a 9. At least
9. Okay.
Very high.
Have you ever visited the restroom at this location?
I have not.
Have not. Would you be willing to go take a look for me right now?
Sure, if you can hold on for a moment.
No problem. I just need a 1 to 10 on the cleanliness of the men's bathroom.
All right. I'll be right back then.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Schmiegel, I'm a little bit dubious as to whether or not we're speaking with a customer.
Mm-hmm. He'll have to be written up if he's trying to dupe us.
No, that would be a serious infraction.
Yeah. That'd be a violation of ethics.
You know, not to mention the employee code of conduct.
I would have to say 9 or at least 10.
9 or 10, okay. And also, I know they had mentioned pizza toppings during the last question. There's actually been a couple more that we're looking at. We're looking at quail. Have you ever tasted any quail?
Quail? No.
Quail.
Well, actually, I take that back. Yes, I have.
Okay, and then we're having koala actually imported from Australia.
That sounds great. Yeah,
and a little bit of
emu, and
can I make a suggestion? Put some rhinoceros in there too.
A little bit of horse, because you're a lion motherfucker, and you're about to be ripped.
Can I help you,
motherfucker?
You're being written up.
Excuse me.
You put your name tag on the counter and you fucking lock everything up and leave.
Who is this?
You just lied to corporate, you son of a bitch.
If this was corporate, corporate wouldn't be cussing like that.
Hey, we talk like this because you're giving us the runaround. We're trying to do our jobs, and you're over there playing fucking slapdick.
Yeah.
Fucking playing grab ass.
You're sitting over there with fucking three fingers up your ass, and you're playing games.
Yeah, you're the one that called here, and this is a prank call.
This is not a prank call. We are Christians, sir. We are a Christian company, and you're playing games.
We would never make prank phone calls. That would be unprofessional, not to mention against the company code of conduct.
Unethical as well.
Now, you say that you're a Christian what now?
This is a Christian company, motherfucker.
Well, if it was a Christian company, then how come you're swearing and everything else? And why are you asking for...
You know what? I want to share a little scripture with you. Did you know that Jesus didn't tap, but he did turn water into wine and allows us to get all fucked up?
Okay, but, you know, you have no business to call our store and then ask for customers, and you're not being really too professional.
Listen, I do my job a certain way. They hire me because I get straight to the point. I fucking lay down with the get down, if you know what I mean.
Okay, and what's your point?
My point is that I'm a sexy motherfucker, and that's why they hired me in here. My uncle is the fucking president of the company, and I don't have to put up with this shit.
And what are you putting up with exactly?
You're insubordinate.
How well?
I'm going to talk to my uncle, who is the president of the company, and we're going to have a fucking conversation and about your insubordination.
What's his name, if I may ask?
His name is fucking Bob Barker.
Bob Barker?
Yeah. And don't make a joke about being a game show host, motherfucker, because he doesn't like that.
Well, I was going to say that is a guy from game show host, because
if your uncle was actually the
vice president of Casey's, then you would actually know what his real name
is. Listen, buddy, listen. By tomorrow, you will be fired, you will be jobless, homeless. I want you, your wife, and your kids to move the fuck out of my house and be gone.
Get out of your house? What are you talking about?
I own your house.
You do.
Indirectly, my uncle, who pays your wages, helps you pay for the house. He owns the house indirectly, so now I own the house and you need to get the fuck out.
Okay, first of all, do you even know what store that you called?
I know exactly what fucking store I called.
Okay, then tell me, what state did you call?
Omaha, number 3.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Okay, you got the right city. What store number did you call?
Number 3.
There is no number 3.
Yeah, 10:30 we called, you son of a bitch. You trying to fucking play games? I'm corporate. I'm all unknowing. I'm like the fucking the wizard in the Wizard of Oz. Paying no attention to the man behind the curtain, you son of a bitch.
We're at 9905 Q Street.
This is not the 99th one.
We're executives. We do what the fuck we want, when the fuck we want.
Well, you know, you think you can, but, you know, when you're not calling the right location first.
You know what pisses me off is I implemented the horse pizza. That was my idea. And you're not making it at that location. You're fucking driving customers away.
I'm making what now?
You're supposed to be making horse pizza. That was my idea.
Horse
I went through...
pizza?
Horse. Fucking horse meat, horse cock, horse asshole. All of that on a pizza.
You know, I'm pretty sure that if you're a corporate and that you, you know, wanted it in the stores, that all the KCs would get the newsletter for it to start making it and would actually deliver the products to the stores. And then this way we could make it, but I'm pretty sure that,
I sent the fucking ingredients to you. Your location fucking refused it. What do you think, you're some rebels? You're over there, you're some fucking assholes.
If you sent it to our location, then you would actually know the right location.
Listen, you son of a bitch. I don't like your tone.
You are cussing at me, too.
What is your employee know? You know what?
I hope I'm
working late night over at corporate.
Your phone call has been traced, and I will be calling the police on you.
Really? Where am I?
That's, you know, for me to know. And
where in Iowa am I?
What's that?
Where in Iowa am I?
The GPS coordinates is on.
It doesn't matter.
You didn't trace me back to corporate, because corporate over here we have a trace buster and a trace buster buster.
Really?
That's how we fucking roll.
Yes, it neutralizes any tracing attempt.
If anybody can call up Casey's corporate.
Sir, I'm going to need your ID number.
Well, for one thing, you're not going to get it.
Again, with the insubordination.
You also need your social security number, too.
You're the one that's being disrespectful and, you know, cussing at me and everything else.
Sir, at no point in this conversation did anybody cuss at you. I don't know what you're speaking of.
See, now you're just lying.
So these calls to corporate are recorded for training purposes.
And that's fine.
That's correct. And we're going to have to sit down with your GM and discuss your future employment.
Okay, who's my GM then?
I'm going to have to look it up, Chief. You think I got all this shit on the top of my head?
Well, you know, for somebody that's in corporate, sure, you know, should know this stuff.
Yeah. Like at all the fucking stores around, I got, you know, fucking managers and GM. I'm a very important man. I don't have to memorize this shit, pal.
Well, you know, I'm just an employee, and I know all this information.
You are an employee who takes three fingers in his asshole. Three.
You know, there's
three.
Soon to be ex-employee.
That's right.
You can think that all you want, because, you know, I've been paid for quite some time.
Once you're fired, you can't fit three fingers in your asshole anymore. Only one or two, not three.
If that's what you're into, then that's your deal.
Three would mean you're important. You're devoted to one or two.
Well, I ain't got time to sit here and keep talking, because, you know, I gotta go.
Your wife's gonna leave you. Your mother will be disappointed in you. She will fucking disown you. You'll be on the streets, like, within 2 days. What the fuck is that chicken sound? You got chickens over there?
Yeah, it's yet another infraction.
This is not Mexico, sir.
I think I heard him. I think he's listening to some pornographic videos in the background, too.
And playing casino? Yeah. Playing casino game.
When's the last time you pushed your bowels, sir?
All right, he's just sitting there. I'm ending the show, guys. Thanks for being on. It was an honor having you guys with me tonight.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thanks,
it was fun, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Cad. You guys take care now. See you now, boys.
See you, buddy.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. And also, thanks, of course, to Mr. Lonesome J. Loser, who provided me with a majority of the numbers that came in today. Also, Mr. Hibachi, who also sent the numbers that came in also and that we called during tonight's show. If I didn't get to your request, I'm very sorry. I think the major problem was Skype ran into some issues on the administrative end on my end. My fault, not yours, not Skype's fault. But we had fun nonetheless. I will try to catch you here during the week at some point. Maybe, not tomorrow, but maybe early next week I'll do a daytime show, and then I'll aim to be here next Thursday night. Happy Valentine's Day, folks. And have a good weekend. Thank you.
I better have your pencils ready. Number two. I got a question.